Coinbase tells the Senate it cannot support the stablecoin. Yield compromise, Coinbase has informed Senate offices that it cannot support the latest version of the stablecoin yield language in the Digital Asset Market Clarity Act, according to Punchbowl News. The exchange cited significant concerns about the proposed text, which surfaced just days after Senators Tom Tillis and Angela Alsobrooks announced what was supposed to be a breakthrough compromise on March 20th. This is the second time Coinbase has pulled its support from the crypto market structure bill over yield restrictions. The first walkout came in January 2026, when earlier drafts threatened to restrict stablecoin reward programs entirely. That withdrawal stalled the legislation for 2 months. The company's return to the table was one of the signals that a deal was getting close. Now that signal has reversed. What the compromise actually says. The Tillis-Alsobrooks deal draws a line. Passive yield earned simply for holding a stablecoin in an idle wallet is banned. Activity-based rewards tied to payments, transfers, or platform usage remain permitted. The bill prohibits yield directly, indirectly, and through anything economically or functionally equivalent to bank interest. The distinction was supposed to give crypto platforms a path forward. Coinbase could not pay users 4.5% APY just for holding USDC, but it could pay rewards for spending, transacting, or participating in DeFi protocols. The compromise had White House backing. It had bipartisan sponsors. What it did not have, it turns out, was Coinbase. Industry insiders who reviewed the draft text described it as overly narrow and unclear. The mechanics of what counts as an activity-based reward versus a prohibited balance-based yield are left vague. For a company that reported $355 million in stablecoin revenue in Q3 2025 alone, vague language in a federal statute is not a risk it can afford to absorb. Why Coinbase has more to lose than anyone else, Coinbase's USDC rewards program is not a side feature. It is a core growth driver. The company uses USDC yield as the primary incentive for users to hold assets on its platform rather than withdrawing to self-custody. If that yield disappears or gets reclassified as a prohibited bank deposit equivalent, the business model changes. The broader stablecoin rewards pool across the industry is estimated at $4.6 to $7.7 billion annually at current supply levels, approximately $309 billion in circulation. As stablecoin supply is projected to reach $420 billion by late 2026, that pool could grow to $6.3 to $10.5 billion. Coinbase captures a disproportionate share of that through its partnership with Circle on USDC. For stablecoin card users, the stakes are practical. Many crypto cards let users hold USDC or USDT balances and spend them at point of sale. If passive yield on those balances is banned, the incentive to hold stablecoins on a platform shifts toward cards and services that reward spending activity rather than idle balances. Cards that tie cashback rewards to actual transactions would be unaffected by the yield ban, while platforms that pay interest on deposits would need to restructure. The bill was already running out of time. The Clarity Act is operating on a shrinking legislative calendar. Congress has roughly 4 weeks of working days left before the 2026 midterm election cycle freezes major legislation. When Senator Tim Scott announced the compromise framework on March 17th, the timeline was already tight. Coinbase's rejection compresses it further. The bill faces at least four other unresolved disputes: Trump family crypto venture restrictions, DeFi regulatory carve-outs, KYC AML scope, and SEC CFTC commissioner vacancies that could leave any new framework unenforced. Losing Coinbase's support does not kill the bill outright, but it removes the largest corporate backer of the legislation and gives fence-sitting senators cover to delay. If the bill dies this session, everything resets with a new Congress in January 2027. The two-year regulatory sprint that produced the SEC's crypto securities framework, the CFTC commodity classifications, and the SEC token safe harbor would lose its legislative anchor. What happens next? Coinbase has not issued a public statement beyond what Punchbowl reported. Brian Armstrong has been silent on the latest text, though his previous positions make the company's stance predictable. Any language that could be interpreted to restrict USDC rewards is a deal breaker. The Senate has two options. It can revise the yield language to satisfy Coinbase, which risks losing banking sector support from senators who pushed for the restriction. Or it can move forward without Coinbase's backing, which strips the bill of its most prominent industry advocate and makes floor passage harder. BTC sits at $71,1999, 0.7% over 24 hours as of March 26, 2026. ETH at 2166, and the Fear and Greed Index reads 36 fear. The market is not pricing in a legislative collapse, but it is not pricing in a win either.